Are you really going to stick around for the reading of the will? Just because you're our brother doesn't mean you're going to get anything in the will. Your mom left our dad, remember?
We share the same father, Bianca. He has every right to be here, whether or not he inherits anything.
Well, Caitlin is right.
Of course I am. I think Bianca's just hoping that you won't inherit so that she can be your sugar mommy and monopolize your time.
Excuse me, but that is highly inappropriate. And on today of all days. Besides, he's our older brother, and he's free to do as he likes. It's not like I want to control who he sees or anything.
Look, guys, enough. Remember our plan. Look, you're our brother, and we love you. If you end up getting left out of the will, then we've agreed that we're all going to give a portion of our inheritance to make sure you get treated fairly. After all, there's enough money for everyone.
Jeez, Fiona. You don't have to make a show of being such a do-gooder. I know what we agreed on. Being around our brother just bothers me to no end, especially today.
Oh, we know that you get all bothered around our brother, dearest sister.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, can you stop bickering, please? Daddy wouldn't want that. He'd want us, all of us, to get along. Oh, I'm sorry. I know your flight just arrived before the funeral. You must be so tired and stressed out, and we're just not helping. In fact, come get a hug, okay? I missed your hugs. This has to be as difficult for you as it is for us.
Yeah, I guess. But does this bother any of you guys?
Oh, I thought the funeral and burial were quite nice, actually. And it was nice to remember Father as he was before, you know, before he got sick. And I find seeing our brother again to be agreeable.
No, I meant this part. Meeting at a hotel to hear the reading of the will? And it's just the kids, too. No other friends, relatives, or even Mom. Plus, they told us to wait in the lobby until they called. They haven't even given us the room number yet.
Yeah, that is a bit odd. I'd worry more, but the firm is legitimate. And Daddy told me once a long time ago that the reading might be a bit odd. So I guess this must have been part of his plan in some way.
Speak of the devil. The lawyers just texted me. Yeah, they're ready for us upstairs, suite 2120. Isn't that its top floor?
A penthouse suite.
Come on, you guys, get on the elevator. I want to get this over with. Oh, wow. It's an express elevator. Fancy.
Oh, fuck.
What is it?
I was trying to text my boss to let her know that I'd be out for most of the next week as well, but I lost signal as soon as we hit the 21st floor.
That's weird.
Whatever. It can wait until we leave, I suppose.
All right. We're here. Doors open and... wow. No one is here.
Typical.
Wait. There's an envelope on the table that just says... read me?
This is so weird. But I guess there's no other way to find out what's going on... than to do what it says.
Go ahead and read it, Fiona. Just read it to all of us.
Yeah, and you can skip the legalese if you want and just get to the important stuff.
All right. Okay. Okay, this document, blah, blah, blah. Legal official for all purposes, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go. I, being of sound mind and body, stipulate the following requirements not to be disclosed on penalty of full disinheritance and forceful removal from properties owned by the deceased.
That seems a little bit severe.
Well, wait until you hear this. 1. The sole inheritor of my entire estate, including physical properties, real estate, investments, and liquid funds, will be my son.
What?
Wait. We get nothing? What the hell was Daddy thinking? But wait, he can share with us, right? I mean, if he inherits it...
Well, there's more, and it isn't good news. 2. The sole inheritor may not share any of these properties with his sisters on pain of forfeiture of all inheritance.
Oh my God. Why would Dad do this?
Well, let me finish. The sole inheritor may not share any of these properties with his sisters on pain of forfeiture of all inheritance unless they agree to... Oh. Oh my.
Let me see that. What do we have to do to be allowed to live in our own damn home? Oh. Oh. Oh my God.
You two are useless sometimes. Just give me that. Here we go. The sole inheritor may provide for the well-being of his sisters, including allowances, rights to live on the property, and any other transfers of wealth he sees fit, so long as the sisters agree to be his exclusive property? Wait. This can't mean what I think.
Oh, keep reading.
My daughters will be my son's exclusive property for companionship, breeding, and any amount of sexual gratification that he should desire. They must remain submissive to him in all things and must never share any details of this arrangement should they fail to please him in any way or should he decide not to make use of them for his pleasure. They may never receive any funds, shelter, or other property from my estate. They must begin this new relationship effective immediately after this will is read by gratifying him in the provided suite. Jesus Christ, this is...
Insane! It's insane! We have to talk to the lawyers. This cannot be legal.
The head of the firm signed off on this.
Well, then we can get our own lawyers.
No.
What? Why not?
Well, for one thing, we can no longer afford them. For another, that would breach the confidentiality portion of the will, and we'd lose access to everything, and even our dearest brother would be forbidden to help us if we did.
I don't even know what to say. This is so fucked up. Does that mean for him to even provide us with a basic allowance that he... Oh.
It's fairly clear, Fiona. We have to fuck him, or at least satisfy him sexually. I mean, I can't imagine how they'll verify this, but we have to assume that they will.
Oh, God. Daddy has all those cameras set up on his estate, and I bet there are some here, too.
Well, you haven't said anything, Big Brother. Are you okay with this?
I certainly hope that he is.
What? Have you lost your mind?
Well, my dearest little sister, if he decides not to use us for his gratification and simply walks out of that door, he'll be fine, won't he? He'll be rich, but we will be out on the street. We all know that our brother would want us to share his wealth, but... he's forbidden to do so, according to this paper. I mean, to be honest, the only way we can avoid being homeless and penniless is if he does what he wants with us. So, yes, I hope he's open to the idea of having sex with us, or at least getting a blowjob.
Oh, my God, you cannot be serious. Fiona, come on. We've got to get out of here before we... Oh, why are you looking at him like that?
Well... I don't mind being with our brother, I mean, in a sexual way. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, what?
And we should stop talking like he isn't here. Oh, look, you're my brother, and I've always cared about you. I love the time we got to spend together every summer and the way you looked out for us. Oh, I guess somewhere along the line I fell for you hard. And I never thought anything would ever come of it, but now I guess things have changed. So, I'll do it, even if he doesn't want to share the fortune with me.
Have all of you lost sight of how serious this is? I mean, this is fucked up. This is incest. It's illegal.
What are you going to do, Bianca? Call the police on us?
No. I mean, I'm just saying.
We understand. We just don't care.
So, So Fiona is in love with him, and I guess that makes sense to me in a weird way. But Caitlin, are you really just gonna blow our brother for money?
No, not just for the money. Although, it is kind of hot to think of me as being his property. In fact, he's under no requirement or any obligation to give me anything anyway. But I think he'll take care of us regardless if he can. And if I'm totally honest with you, I've always had a thing for him too. You must suspect as much, brother. You've caught me peeking at you changing more than once. And in the shower. And sometimes you wake up from a deep sleep and find me all cuddled up to you. So, at the very least, I'm gonna blow you, but if I'm honest with myself, I'm really willing to do whatever you want. This whole weird scenario just kind of turns me on.
Everyone says you're an ice queen, Caitlin, but you're really such a romantic.
Oh my god. How can you guys be talking so casually about this? This is madness.
No, it isn't. You're the one that always wants to be honest and blunt, so I'm going to tell it to you straight. I love him. Caitlin loves him. Both of us want him. And maybe we never would have had a shot if not for this inheritance thing. So what if we're his property? I'm fine with that.
Besides that, from a practical standpoint, we'd be poor and homeless in an hour if we didn't. So really, what we should be doing is convincing our older brother that this is what he wants. And this is what we want. And that it isn't wrong, even if it is a bit taboo.
I'm not okay with this. I'm leaving.
Are you sure? We won't be able to help you if you leave.
This is so wrong, and I won't be part of it.
Sure you won't, Bianca.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing at all. Certainly not that our dear youngest sister has the biggest crush of all of us on our older brother.
What? No, that isn't true.
Oh, come on, Bianca. It's so obvious. Every time he does something nice for you or even just hugs you, you get quiet and flush and stammer and then suddenly pretend to be all mean.
No, I don't like him. I mean, I like him. You. I like you fine, but don't listen to Fiona. I'm not like them. I don't need to do those awful, filthy things with you. Not like them.
Okay, but you're still here.
What?
You haven't left yet. I mean, I'm glad you haven't. I don't want you to be homeless, but you've objected a lot and haven't left, so...
I don't feel right just leaving him alone with the both of you. What if you try to take advantage of him?
Oh, sure. Of course. Because that makes sense. Anyway, it doesn't look like dearest brother minds if you stay and watch. So I'm fine with it if he is.
Me too. Big bro's in charge after all. I guess I better get used to following your lead, shouldn't I? At least we're getting fucked is concerned.
I'll get started. There's no harm in doing something for you that I've always wanted to do, right? Let me just get on my knees here. No. Don't worry about my comfort. Not now. Just enjoy the sight of your own sister, dressed to the nines, wearing high heels, and on my knees in front of you.
This is fucking hot, is what this is.
Well, I guess there's no harm in telling you, brother, that I came so close to crossing the line. All those summer nights where you found me cuddled up to you in the morning. Every time I snuck into your bed, I thought about just reaching under the sheets and pulling your cock out. Well, at first it was just curiosity. I wanted to know what it looked like. what it felt like. Even what it tasted like.
Oh my god.
Oh, I wish I was as brave as you, Caitlin.
So, you haven't stopped me yet, but you haven't said yes either. So, I'm just going to reach up and feel you through your pants. Oh, fuck. You got hard so fast.
Yeah. Oh, he looks really impressive.
Yeah. I need to see what it looks like. Pull it out, Caitlin.
Now? You've been silent so far, but if you stop me, I won't keep going. I respect you and your boundaries.
Well, we all do.
Well, having said that, I'm just going to unzip you now. Reach in. Oh, you feel so fucking hot in my hand. Let me just pull your cock out. And Oh my. You've been hiding this from your poor, deprived little sisters all this time. You should be ashamed for not letting us see this sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Of course you didn't, Bianca. But in my case, Big Brother's cock isn't going to suck itself, I suppose.
Oh my god. She's actually doing it.
She is. Oh, and she's really good at it too.
I've had a little practice, but not with anyone I cared about. Every time I did it, I wished I was blowing you, Big Brother.
Oh, really?
I'm not just saying this to turn you on, but if it does, I'm not complaining.
Can I join you? Oh, I was gonna wait, but this is so fucking hot.
By all means, come down here. I'm positive that our brother won't mind two of his sisters taking him in their mouths.
Oh, God. Your cock is amazing. Are you sure you don't mind if I taste it? Oh, I'm not as good as Caitlin at it.
Oh, wow. That answer didn't take long.
Great. Oh, fuck. It tastes so good. And I love the way you're looking down at me. I can tell how much you care about us.
And want us. Both are important, but I gotta admit that this is making me incredibly wet. My turn.
I can't believe I'm watching this. Are you sure you're okay with your sisters? You know, sucking your cock? You don't have to. Just because Daddy wrote this crazy-ass will doesn't mean that you have to obey him.
Your turn, Fiona. Oh, I'd say that our brother is enthusiastically fulfilling Daddy's last will and testament. Maybe you've had some thoughts about us, too.
Is that true, Big Brother? Did you have fantasies about doing this with Caitlin and Fiona?
Oh, interesting. Not just us, but Bianca too. She does have a busy little mouth, doesn't she? I bet you wanted to shut her up with that magnificent cock of yours. I bet she'd really enjoy that.
I'm so confused. I don't want you to think I'm a slut, but I...
Oh, look, Caitlin. She's going to admit it.
Looks like it.
Yay! This is so romantic.
I love you. I mean, I'm in love with you. Like Fiona and Caitlin. For as long as I can remember, I can't stand watching you with other girls. I'm so jealous right now about what our sisters are doing for you. But watching it has turned me on so much. I'm so fucking wet right now. I can't even think.
Don't think. Just come over here and join your older sisters. We know what's best.
Yeah, come on. We'll help you, like we always do.
Oh, okay.
Just get on your knees between us.
Yeah, just like that.
I've never done anything like this before. I don't even know where to start.
Why? Are you a virgin?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We just kind of assumed that you were pretty experienced. You go out to bars a lot.
Lots of people go to bars. It's not like I was hooking up with anyone.
And, I mean, you are in a sorority. That has kind of a reputation.
What? No, we don't.
Yes, you do. But, I mean, it's okay. We understand. Maybe you're a bit nervous. Afraid of not getting it right.
Yeah. I want to be good for him. I want to be good for you, big brother. I always want to be good for you.
What kind of siblings would we be if we didn't help our baby sister pleasure her first man?
All right. Take his shaft in your hand. Not too hard. Not too soft. Yeah. Yeah. Just like that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, I want you to lick him from base to top. The bottom of the tip is the most sensitive part, so I want you to focus on that when you get your tongue involved later, okay?
Oh, wow. I really just licked your cock, big brother.
Aren't you just the sweetest?
Indeed. Now, you're ready to take him in your mouth. Part your lips and move forward slowly. Draw it out a bit. Make him want you more.
Oh, and this is very, very important. Make sure you make eye contact with him as you take him into your mouth. Guys fucking love that.
Okay. Like this?
Oh, wow. She's a natural, isn't she? Does that feel good to have your youngest sister sucking you off?
She's probably thought about it a lot, too. I bet she's wanted you to be her first time, too.
That could happen today, big brother. Do you want little Bianca's pussy? Good, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist on big sister privilege. The oldest gets that cock first.
No fair!
Maybe not, but she's right. You'll just have to get our sloppy thirds.
Come on, big bro. You've had all of our mouths. Don't you want our tight pussies too? Oh, if Bianca and Caitlin are as wet as I am, then I can assure you that you have some good times ahead of you.
Oh, God, you're doing it. We're really doing it.
Yes, we are.
I'll just lay on the couch here, all right? I don't think I can wait much longer. Just let me take off my panties for you. And oh, I better unbutton my shirt, too. I want you to have access to my breasts, after all.
Fuck yes. Fiona loves having her tits manhandled, apparently.
Here, push me back on the couch and hike my skirt up. Oh, okay. Yeah, just fuck me, please. I can't wait any longer. Oh, I need you so much.
Oh, God. She's so wet. And he's... Oh, he's just gonna... Without a condom?
Do you have any protection handy, hon? No? Well, I guess we're just gonna have to hope that Big Brother doesn't feel like coming inside of us, aren't we?
Oh.
Or that he does.
Oh, fuck. Mm. Oh, you're so fucking... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're stretching me out so much. Please. Just a little bit slower. Yeah, there. Oh. Oh, fuck yes.
Oh. You look so good like this, Fiona.
Oh, God.
Don't be afraid to be a little bit passionate with Fiona, Big Brother. She's told me she likes that.
Yeah. Yes, baby. Yeah, fuck me as hard as you want. Oh, yeah, I'm yours. Yeah, I've always been yours.
Mm. Keep doing it. She looks so close.
Yeah, I'm almost there, baby. Oh, yeah, keep playing with my tits. Yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah, baby. Mm, please make me come. Yeah, I'm waiting to come on your cock.
Yeah, keep fucking her.
Keep fucking her.
Yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you so much. Yeah, please keep fucking me. Yeah, tweaking my nipples. Yeah, please, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yes. Oh.
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 Oh. My God. That was so hot.
That was like my first time all over again. Mm. Yeah. I love you so much.
I'm sorry, but I can't wait any longer. I need your cock right now.
Someone's eager. Go ahead and fuck, Caitlin. I'll watch you while I rest.
But don't come. Please, don't come yet.
Ignore Bianca. You can come if you want. She's gonna have to fucking wait.
Wow. Needy much?
Fuck yes. Just push me over the table. Don't be gentle. You know what I need.
Fuck her, Big Brother. Use her just like Daddy wanted.
Yeah. Her frosty exterior sure seems to be melting.
Oh, fuck. Going so deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, harder, baby, harder.
Yeah. Yeah, show Caitlin how much you love her.
Think about all those times she rubbed against you or teased you. This is what she wants.
Fuck me. Fuck me deeper, baby. Fuck. I'm reaching my back for you. I've never been fucked this hard before.
You're the only one that gets to fuck us now. You own us, Big Brother.
Fuck me. Fuck me so hard, baby. Please. Yeah, I've always wanted this. I always will. I'll do anything for you. I don't even care about the money anymore. I just need you to come all over me, and I need you to come all over your fucking cock.
Big Brother, make sure Caitlin knows who owns her. Make her remember this when she sits down.
Wow, Bianca, you're really getting into this.
Oh, I love you so much. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Claim me, Big Brother. Take me. Fuck. Take me. Take me. Take me.
He still didn't come.
Feeling a little nervous, Bianca? Don't worry. He won't fuck you as hard as Caitlin. Unless... unless that's what you need.
I don't know what I need. I'm all of a sudden, I'm afraid.
Don't worry. He really knows how to take care of his... His little sisters.
Okay. How do you want me? Can I just go and lie down on the bed?
Of course you can, baby. Come on. Come on, lay down here.
What are you doing, Caitlin?
Well, our big brother needs to see those luscious breasts bouncing while he's fucking you, doesn't he? I'm just unbuttoning your blouse so he has access.
Shh, we're all going to take care of you.
Fiona, you're tweaking my nipples.
Doesn't that feel good? No, I'm just going to hike your skirt up.
So I can pull those little black panties down. Oh my, big brother. Look how soaked they are.
Our little Bianca is neat.
Don't say that.
Oh, Bianca, don't be embarrassed. We're all wet for our big brother, aren't we?
Yes. Now it's time for you to lose your virginity so he can properly take care of you. You want that, right?
Yes. Please.
Tell him, Bianca. Tell him what you want.
Please. Please. Please mount me, big brother. Please go slow. Please. I've never...
Just relax. He's pushing inside of you, but he's doing it nice and slow. This part might be a little uncomfortable, so you can hold my hand if you need to.
Thank you. Oh,
wow. He really is stretching little Bianca out, isn't he? You're doing great, sweetie. Just stay relaxed. He's almost in all the way.
There. He's inside you now, all the way. Oh, you did so good. Big brother, you might want to give her a chance to adjust to you before you start moving. She was a virgin a few seconds ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're making my bells ring. This feels really good.
Look at little Bianca. She's really earning that money.
Don't call me that. I'm not doing this for the money.
No, we know, honey. Just relax and let Big Brother make you feel good. Oh, he really has an amazing cock, doesn't he?
It is. You feel so good inside me, Big Brother. You need to come in me. Please come in me, okay?
Are you on birth control?
Why does that matter? Oh, fuck me harder, please.
Oh, I guess Bianca wants to be properly bred. Yeah, oh, that's it, honey. Yeah, wrap your legs around Big Brother.
Okay.
Hold him in. He's close, and he's going to want to make sure he gets every drop. Just come inside you.
God. It's so...
Come in her, big brother. Come in her now.
Come in me. Please. I don't care about getting pregnant. Please come in me. I love you. I need you. Come, please. I'm coming. Oh my God. I feel so amazing. Oh, you came so much. Oh, I can feel it just flowing out of me.
Fuck, now I'm jealous.
I know. I want him to come and me too.
I guess you're gonna have to wait till he's ready to use us again. He looks pretty tired right now.
Well, then we need to get you home. Master? Is that what you want us to call you when we're alone? Or maybe just Big Brother? Well, you can decide that later, I suppose. We need to get you some food and water, and then maybe you should have a nap with us. You've done a lot already, but I'd really love it if you would fuck us at least once more today. Caitlin and I really need your cum after all.
You know, for once, I am in total agreement with my sisters. Let's go home so we can get you some more.
I never thought I'd say anything like this, but it's good to be our brother's property, isn't it? Let's go home.